More into it than I am the music today. I don't know if I've known one of these songs we've come back from. I know a lot of people like it. I'm stuck in my bubble.
Well, by the way, yeah. just because you're going to criticize me.
So it's a bad timing, BT.
All of these songs that I'm playing came from a certain soundtrack that we all grew up playing and loving for years.
Really?
Which one? Grease.
No, oh, okay. That I Which know. Which one? I know everyone.
Madden. These
oh,
are
really?
Songs
the
from.
Songs.
These are all Matt. The last 2 days, I've been waiting for you guys
are
to
you
pick
serious?
Up on this.
I
yes.
have not recognized
every
maybe one or two.
Every single song comes from the Madden soundtrack.
So
I feel bad now, Sal.
Yeah, no. Let me just take you behind. the
Holy
scenes.
Crap!
Let me just take you behind the scenes even further.
Yeah, he's mad back there.
This last break, I go in. I'm like, oh, everything all right? Well,
yeah,
he's like, yeah.
Quiet today.
He's inundated with the podcast stuff. So I'm telling BT all the stuff. The conversation. We're talking about the business and all the work that goes into it. What I left out was he's saying on top of the podcast stuff,
uh-huh.
I have to come up with the song. So that was a happy accident.
You gotta be kidding me! Of course you leave that part out. We come back from break. And I say, what the hell kind of music is this?
He wanted you to step in it. No, he led the trap and you did it.
He did. Like a bear trap right there. Right into
that
little metal
thing.
That was
just a happy accident.
Slices
and of course
off
first,
my ankle.
The first words out of your mouth.
That
I
is
like
funny.
The music.
And by the way, it's not like you said, how do you like the music? You asked me about football.
Right.
Like, I didn't even have to go there. I just instinctually went there. Oh, my God. Listen, Hoff usually has been banging some beats for a while.
Yeah.
He plays great music. I don't even remember these from Madden, though.
At least
I'm not fronted. It's not like I'm like, I don't really remember. I don't know these songs. I'm like, it's some band because I'm stuck in my 80s, 90s bubble. I'm thinking it's a band that maybe a lot of people know that I don't know.
Do you remember playing Madden?
Oh, of course I played Madden, but I don't remember the music.
Give me the last year. When did you stop? What system and year did you stop?
I'm going to say 95.
Jesus. No, I was still in college then. I was playing Madden in college.
Did you play Madden 95?
And post a little bit.
Oh, no, of course I did.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say pre-2000. I would say that.
Okay.
I probably stopped playing regularly like 98, 99.
Hmm.
And then I tried to play. I really did. I couldn't figure out the controls.
Yeah, I know. Now it's out of control.
I bought the games. I bought NCAA Hoops.
So
I didn't get to figure it out. Golf.
Regular PlayStation or like PlayStation 2? I think I stopped on PlayStation 2.
I played
2.
On Sega.
So you stopped at Sega. You didn't get to PlayStation.
Well, I got introduced to Madden on Sega.
Right, me too.
Did I
91,
in,
yeah, 92.
Yeah, probably around there. Hockey 2.
I think I took Sega all the way to Madden 96 or 97.
And then what was next? Was it PlayStation?
I believe so. There might have been...
I might be missing one. I mean, I could also tell you about ColecoVision from 1983, which I used to play.
Yeah.
So maybe
that
was
the other one? Sega Saturn, I had that. Maybe that was Madden 98.
I never even heard Sega Saturn.
Yeah.
Never even heard of that.
That was a terrible one.
It wasn't bad.
Joe Montana football? Was that what it was?
God, they
had
no,
Sega had Joe Montana sports talk football, yes, just like Sega had sports talk baseball. But I remember Madden in the EA games, and I would say I transitioned from Sega Genesis in about 98 to Sega Saturn, and then from there PlayStation.
Okay.
And I probably went till about, I think Vic was 04. Was Sean Alexander 07 or 08?
He won the MVP. Let me see. Basically, he won the rushing title from Tiki in 0. Was that 6?
Yeah, maybe around.
Something like that?
I would say something around there. Probably pre 2010.
Yeah.
In between 06 and 10. Somewhere around there, I stopped. And that's it. Like PlayStation 2 was as far as I got. So you didn't even get that far.
No, but I do play games now. I play the show. I play a lot of...
Colt into Madden or no?
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Now, what system does he have?
What does he have? I guess he has PlayStation. He has a couple.
But like 4 or 5?
The hell knows.
What do you have? What do your kids have?
I don't know.
I have 3 PS5s in the house.
What? You got more PS5 than you have TVs.
No, I have way more TVs.
Well, because you lost
now.
A TV in the basement.
Well, that is true,
yes. Aren't they like 500
each? Did you get a new one yet?
Not yet. I got Anthony has
to
replace
it. He's still begging
it.
His wife to get it.
Yeah, well. yeah, they were all burnt, I think, Santa Christmas gifts over the years they've built up. Yeah.
Santa, generous at the
everyone, household. Listen, I'm sorry. I don't understand how people can have kids that play one device in their house. They all want to play different things.
Right.
You have a
well,
PS5.
Well, you have 3 kids, though, Hoff. It's different.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, but I know people that are like, no, we have one device and that's it. One
are your
PS5
kids still, Sammy's not there yet because she's still fairly young. Are your kids, Hoff, into Roblox?
Are they? I mean, I think
still?
Colt and him are friends. And
oh,
all
that's
that.
Right.
Yeah.
They
so can't they play some of these games? Is it on a system or is it on like the iPad or an app?
Multiple
or
ways. Oh, Roblox, okay. You can do on the iPad too.
God, man, I'm so like, It's foreign to me now what you could do.
I hate all the technology. I took his iPad. I said, you're not seeing it for months.
Yeah, but the one cool thing about it is
true,
like,
he hasn't seen it for a month.
If you and I were neighborhood buddies growing up, like my buddy Vin, we used to come over and play the games all the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We have to come over each other's house. Now it could be like, oh, dude, let's fire
slap
up the
on the headsets.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, though, like, I mean, that's less interpersonal interaction, which is not good for the new wave of young kids because you just talk to each other a little bit less, but... I mean, how sick would that have been in a college where, like, when you were a young professional sitting there with the headsets in your first apartment? I mean, drinking, hanging out. Like, that would be phenomenal.
Yeah.
Taking bong hits. What?
There was a part of me that thought I would get back into it. I just don't have the time. Like, I could barely watch the actual game tonight, let alone sit there and play Madden for 2 hours.
You know what I mean?
But I will be into it. I did hear the morning show. Maybe we'll get into this coming up because we have to a few minutes here break and then get to Peter. But
yeah, we've only been late by 5 minutes every break tonight.
They were talking about, could you sit there and watch an NFL game without fandom interest, without gambling aspects on it.
Tough all of a sudden.
Without a beverage or two.
Okay, you know, I don't need to drink when I watch. Keep going.
Me neither.
No, definitely not.
And I think those are the main criteria.
Well, that's what I thought you were going to say. Like not being able to change the channel during commercials and not reach for a phone.
No scrolling. No alcohol, no gambling.
Alcohol's not an issue. Gambling's not an issue. The scrolling could become
an
issue.
Fantasy football, though, they said, too.
No
he
fantasy.
He doesn't care about that much, though. Did you even do fantasy?
Yeah, I got a team, sure.
And you gave up on that, like, 3 weeks in
last year. I didn't draft my team. It was auto-draft. I'm going to be terrible again. I couldn't show
again?
Up. Well, because I came to your house for the barbecue.
That was the draft on a Saturday? I had a Labor Day?
The wife said it wasn't our fault that the knucklehead wives made it that day. Both of them.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's your first problem. Well, get the wives running the league? Come on.
What I mean is... Our wives set the date a month ago.
But what time was the draft? You left our house at like 7
o'clock. The draft was at 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Saturday?
Yeah, just as he was hitting a home run off of a 7-year-old.
Oh, no, right.
Yeah. More important, teach young Anna a lesson. Don't leave that cutter over the plate.
It was an in-person live draft?
It was a few guys got together, which I always do. Like, and listen, I wasn't going to bag the... Of course, I was going to come hang out with you and half of the families, but... I'm like, I'm incredibly conflicted here. So what I didn't want to do, which is why I did the auto draft, and I got Travis Kelce on my team, which I can't stand. God almighty.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
You hate him more than anybody
I can't
in the league
stand
right
him. I think I dislike his brother more. They're both cornballs. I can't stand it. But what I was saying was I really was thinking for a moment. I'm like, all right, let me just take my – because you know I'm a big laptop guy. Let me take my laptop to Sal's. Grab a surf side or two.
Yeah, I wouldn't have a problem with
no,
it.
No, I know.
Jen was like, what, that's rude.
No, she wouldn't care at all. I wanted to be social. I talked to your wife a lot. You know, when we were sitting there having lunch.
One of us did. You know.
It's actually her. I was getting a lowdown. It was her and I more than you and I. Then we got in the pool. No, but I just didn't want to be antisocial. Right. I really never see. Last time I saw Hoff's wife was at my 50th birthday party 2 years ago. So I wanted to talk to her. I love her. Right. I love her more than Hoff, actually. More than you. Yeah. You guys can probably say the same thing. Anyway, I wanted to just hang out for a little bit. So I'm like, I hate not being in control of anything. But I relinquish power to be a good guy to show up at my partner's barbecue. And now I'm going to go like 2-15
in the league. And now you got to hit the waiver wires here.
No, I have no time for that.